You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Good Morning Football!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Good Morning Football. I'm Peter Schrager. That's Kyle Brandt. We've got a loaded show today filled with some of the best moments from Good Morning Football this past year.
First three rounds of the draft in the books, so let's break it all down with something we call Journalism 101. We've seen a lot of great players drafted to new teams over the last two nights. I want to know, who is the player that will make the most immediate impact on their new team? Because really, you know, Mike, it all comes down to my fantasy roster with immediate impact and who's stopping those fantasy points from happening too.
Well, I was going to say, unless you get defensive players, this guy's not going to help you. But Kayvon Thibodeau, just because the Giants have felt kind of blah the last couple years. They were very entertaining when Sean O'Hara was in that locker room. We need a little personality in that locker room. Kayvon Thibodeau is going to bring it. All of a sudden, it feels like there's a little bit of swag coming back to the Giants, perhaps, with this right here. And I think that that's really important for that organization.
Were you surprised they took him?
I was surprised they took him at 5. I thought he was in the mix at 7, depending on how things fell. But they said, you know what? We knew we were going to get either tackle, so we flipped it. We took him at 5, and yeah. But so, yeah.
All right, a lot of wide receivers going in this draft. How about the Tennessee Titans getting Treylon Burks? I think an immediate impact, especially with the departure of A.J. Brown. All right, guess who Ryan Tannehill is going to want to throw to now? And look, at Arkansas, they lined him up outside, inside. They had him as a wildcat quarterback. He was in the backfield, so he could do it all. 18 touchdowns in the last two seasons alone. So instant offense for Tennessee. He could make an immediate impact.
Oof.
And I think when you look at what the Tennessee Titans are looking to do offensively, look, he's going to see a lot of eight-man boxes. They're trying to stop Derrick Henry. This guy could be really special for Mike Vrabel and the Titans.
I'm looking at Christian Watson and the Packers because, again, you talk about elite quarterbacks making good wide receivers. He's at a position of desperate need. He's going to have production. And the best way that young receivers can develop is by having really good quarterbacks who help them develop. He's got all the skills. He's got all the tools. Aaron Rodgers knows that he's going to need him and going to have to use him. So to me, Christian Watson is going to be the person that makes a big immediate impact.
Did you like the pick to the Packers? Him as a wide receiver. I mean, there's a lot of criticism about how they didn't reach for a guy in the first round, but they would have been reaching.
Exactly right. And they let the draft come to them. They got good value with their first round picks. And I think they got tremendous value taking 2 second round picks, which they had, but packaging that to get up to take Christian Watson. I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was great value in the first and second round, Kay.
We'll hear what Aaron Rodgers thinks about it, of course, at some point. Now, there's been lots of reactions and celebrations that we'll never forget from this draft. When, guys, was your favorite moment in this NFL draft? Take me to that place, Mike.
Yeah, it was when former Vikings running back Ed Marinaro, also an actor, stepped up to the podium and probably in his head had this vision of, this is going to be my Drew Pearson, Pat McAfee, yeah, Kyle Brandt moment. This is what happened.
This is crazy. We didn't have this many people when I played in the Super Bowl. Finding a Viking purple sport coat is not easy, but I did it, and I hope you appreciate it. That 50 years ago, I was drafted by the Minnesota Vikings. In fact, there was only one team that I wanted to be drafted by less.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm not going to mention Green Bay. Oh, we got to have some GOAT fans out there.
This is right in Charles' wheelhouse.
Go GOATs, baby. Anyway.
Is he going to get to the early?
There you go.
Read I can't read the card. She wants me to read the card. All
right. Are we in the early years?
Let's go, Ed. Here we go, Ed.
He's
getting the hook.
Not even any playoff music. Just read it. Just read it.
Anyway, with the 42nd pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select defensive back Andrew Booth from Clemson.
We had to edit it down. He went very long. Now, I have some sympathy for Ed, right? My brother's wedding, I was the best man. You go in, you think you got all this great material. You start riffing, you're going on. I went for like 10 minutes. It felt like two. I had a couple of pops. Sometimes you go long, it just doesn't come out how you planned it in your head. And you know, all this material that you thought was funny just doesn't come off the right way. But I don't want to talk about Ed here. I want to highlight the young lady in the purple. Let's see her again. Her name is Ashton Ramsburg. She is the senior manager for major events and team operations. I am told via sources that she was mortified that she went out there and had to tell him, read the card. You can read her lips. Just read the card. Yeah. Just read the card, Ed, trying to save him. Ashton, don't be mortified. You are a national hero this morning, Ashton. Embrace your moment. And congratulations on moving up to the number one ranking as the future NFL commissioner. Ashton, you have vaulted yourself in the position. Don't be mortified. Thank you for doing your service to America.
What Ashton didn't know is that that fine gentleman who played in that Super Bowl and was filibustering up there was my design. You probably don't know this. Kyle went through this whole spiel about how he's not going to make it on time, and I said, well, we need Emmett Smith to filibuster. We need somebody ahead. We need to get involved and have somebody ahead of that Buffalo Bills pick take their sweet time. That's why it happened. Ashton, we appreciate you playing a role in this concerted effort to get Kyle there in time to make his pick.
Yeah, we call that vamping, right? We're just waiting for Kyle. Good job, Ashton.
She was just being
apparently
a team
she had
player.
No problem finding a purple suit like Ed had with the jacket. She was rocking it and did a great job. Good job by you digging up all the dirt and all the facts. That's what you do. You should be a reporter. All right, listen, there's a lot of great moments,
Ashton,
in the draft when they ask people to make a pick. For the Giants, Joe Shane asked Sam Prince to announce the pick for him in Vegas. And he's got all kinds of energy. And sometimes you wonder, like, I hope they deliver. Let's take a look at what Sam delivered for the New York Giants.
With the fifth pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the New York Football Giants select Kayvon Thibodeau, defensive end, Oregon!
Sam Prince! I mean, the
That's
energy,
fantastic.
The eruption. He was channeling his inner Kyle Brandt, I feel like, when he made that pick. And when he actually got the chance to meet Kayvon Thibodeau, he got Kayvon Thibodeau pumped up. So, great moment for Sam Prince. Certainly a great moment for the Giants and a great moment for Thibodeau. Glad we all caught it on film.
It was fantastic. But I tell you what, draft in Las Vegas, you have to have a Las Vegas moment. And our Las Vegas moment was our man, Kyle Brandt. Third round pick, Buffalo Bills. It was part angry runs.
Mm-hmm.
It was part WWE. But again, it was all Las Vegas. Someone mentioned The Rock earlier at the Super Bowl. The Rock's got nothing on our Kyle Brandt.
Here it comes.
Here he is.
The Buffalo Bills selection.
Let's go.
Looks like one of the Steiner brothers from pro wrestling fame.
Good morning, football.
Nice Brandt.
Good evening, Las Vegas. Good evening, my brothers and sisters on the NFL Network. And good evening, Western New York. I find it perfect that the Bills are drafting in this city of luck, of chance, because you all know, and I know, the only thing in this world that can stop Josh Allen is the flip of a coin. So Mafia, mount up, and every other fan base, listen up. Chiefs fans, Raiders fans, Bengals fans, in my hands, I hold the most important pick of this entire round, because this pick is the only pick who will win the Super Bowl in his rookie year. With the 89th pick of the 2022 NFL Draft, the Super Bowl 57 champion Buffalo Bills select my man, Terrell Bernard, linebacker, Baylor.
And And what was priceless was the look of the people in the draft room at the Buffalo Bills. There was some disbelief.
I haven't seen that yet. I need to see that.
There's this look in the headlights, like, is he really saying all this? But then what was beautiful, he half hugs Roger, holding his wing up in the air. And then there's this moment with Donny Osmond, and then they started singing.
So you're saying the brass of the Buffalo Bills is like, whoa.
Tap the brakes,
oh,
brother.
Oh, interesting.
Tap the brakes.
Well, especially because Brandon Bean came out, and somebody asked him the question, is it Super Bowl bust for you guys? And he was like, all right, hold on. Let's pump the brakes. We don't need to put that on our back. And Kyle just went and put an exclamation point on that and said, oh, yeah, we're going Super Bowl bus. I'm calling you the champs. This is the pick that's doing it. And he was basically trolling all the other AFC fans there in the audience while waving a wing at each and every one of them.
The waving of the wing was really fun to watch the second time I've seen it now. It's a delicate
dance. Like a baton.
There's probably sauce splashing on the poor front row of AFC East rivals just sitting there taking it. Unbelievable.
I hope he finished the wing. I only saw one bite.
Like, it's Kyle. Kyle's of course not, he finished
the
wing.
He's not a quitter.
In all my years doing this show, our next guest, one of my absolute favorites, I would choose him and maybe put him on my Mount Rushmore because he stands for everything that is good and NFL and Pittsburgh Steelers. He's the heart and soul of that organization, five-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro, four-time nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. Please welcome our dear friend, Steelers defensive tackle, Cameron Hayward.
Yeah, Cameron. Woo!
What's up? Man, that intro was nice. I appreciate that.
It's just always so good. Like, you fill my soul when I get to talk to you. And we're doing it on a Saturday morning with all of this excitement. It's draft time. It's great. And this is a super special one for you because we're going to get into some Steelers football, but it's a big day for your family. Mm. Your younger brother, Connor Hayward, could get drafted hours from now, right here on NFL Network. I understand you're in Atlanta. Are you watching it with your brother? Are you excited, a little nervous? And what is that piece of advice that you gave him about today and how to handle it?
Well, I'm here in Atlanta. Last time I was here, for this time, it was my draft party. And that's been, 11 years ago? A lot has changed since then. But the thing I keep telling him is, you know, wherever you end up, that's just the beginning. You got to put in the work. You got to make sure you take advantage of this opportunity. You know, Connor's a great kid, and he's got the whole world in his hands. He's just got to be ready for those moments. And so I'm excited, a little bit nervous, but, you know, I think it's going to be a great day.
You know, Cam, we know that the Steelers love having brother tandems on the team. I mean, there's TJ and Derek Watt, there's Terrell and Trey Edmonds. And have you given any thought that what if your brother's drafted by the Steelers, and however it turns out, what's an NFL team getting by selecting your brother Connor?
When he gets drafted by the Steelers, all hell's going to break loose. I'm going to have a lot of fun with him. And my mom's going to hate me for that. But if he did, I would be very excited. We could do a lot of special things. But with Connor, you know, he's a jack of all trades. He's able to run the ball, block, catch. You know, there's not a thing he hasn't done. You know, in high school, I remember he kicked a little bit too. So he brings a lot of position flexibility. And he just loves football. That's the one thing I love about Connor. Like, the first thing Connor did as a kid was always pick up a ball. And it was always a football. And you always knew he was carrying a football to a basketball game. He was getting footballs for Christmas, his birthday. We were pretty generic in his birthday gifts.
So the Steelers draft a quarterback in the first round since 2004. Some dude out of Miami, Ohio. That worked out okay. Here is your initial reaction to Pittsburgh selecting Kenny Pickett, 20th overall. Oh, snap! Get it? Snap? Sean O'Hara? What? Kenny Pickett, welcome to the squad.
Chaka.
So Cam Hayward excited. But then this is the second tweet right here. By the way, your nickname is Burger King Hands. From now on, maybe I'm missing this one. What does Burger King Hands mean? And what do you think about Kenny Pickett's chances of coming in and making some noise right away, Cam?
Well, let's be honest. Everybody talked about his hands, and I thought it was a clear opportunity to work an endorsement deal right now. Burger King, if you're listening, everybody's talking about how small his hands could be, and what better way than talk about having a big burger and little hands.
Hilarious.
So now we can
keep going.
Damn.
Yes. Hey, I got to do this to my rookie. It's about time. He's going to be right next to me in the locker room. So it's all in fun.
Well, that's a great idea. I mean, free Burger King for all you guys. Your way right away. I love where your head's at, yes. Cam. Listen, let's talk about you a little bit, and let's talk about this defense. I know everybody's focusing on the quarterbacks, and you guys have a new one, so everybody's going to be looking at that competition. But I want to talk about your defense because you guys have a new defensive coordinator. Keith Butler, Butts, as he's affectionately known in the locker room and on the field. I want to give you a chance to pay some respects to Butts and what he brought. And also, talk to us about Terrell Austin and your new defensive coordinator. What can Steelers fans expect out of that Steel Curtain defense this year?
Butts was awesome. And I hate talking about him in the past tense because I know he's going to be getting in some golf soon and he's going to be kicking my tail there. But he brought a level of comfortability. We had him all my career. And whether it was doctoring up some blitzes or just communicating, you knew he was able to get the pass rush going. With Terrell Austin, you know, I think we're very excited. You know, I think he's a new face that's been in our room a lot. I know he's only worked with defensive backs for the most part, but for us, I think he's going to bring a level of difference when we have our different coverages. And I think we'll still keep our blitzes and our fronts the same, but it should be exciting to see what we got because we got some great players. It's just about maximizing them and making sure we can continue to have a great defense.
And there's so much change. It's so great to have you still in that locker room. You and Tomlin, sort of the consistent thing that's going through all of the changes from the quarterback spot trickling down to the new rookies being added later today and throughout the weekend here. You're one of the best guys in the league. You are a true ambassador of the game. I really mean that. And I know you're really busy all offseason, so I love that you hopped on with us. But you have an upcoming event that I'd love for you to give some love to. It's called Craig's Closet. Yes. I know it's named after your late father, Ironhead Hayward.
So we started Craig's Closet at the beginning of the pandemic, and it was in honor of my dad. He only had one suit throughout high school and college, and we literally just blossomed and grew this thing into we'll be able to provide suits for young men for job interviews, proms, college interviews, and we're going to do a suiting for success event where these kids, they don't always get a chance to have a suit. Pick up a suit, take them out to dinner, surprise them and say, hey, this is yours. You know, make their day and send them on their way because Deion used to say, you look good, you play good. So we want to provide that for guys.
It's a really beautiful thing and such a an incredible idea, and it makes such a difference. So, Cam, we couldn't love you more. Good luck, and good luck to Connor Hayward.
Yes, it should be fun. I'll beat him down a little bit, but we're going to have a great day.
It's all fun and games until he goes elsewhere in the division.
Oh. Yeah, he better not end up anywhere in the AFC North. We're going to have a problem.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to Good Morning Football. Last week we had a Good Morning Quarterback segment. We're going to do Good Morning Running Back this week, and we've got to do some top five lists. These go viral. Last week I gave my top five underrated quarterback list of all time. I'm still getting tweets about Jim Hart and Burt Jones. Let's get into the running back position though, and let's start off this week with a GMRB list on the top five running backs under the age of 25. And let's start off with number five on my list, the Detroit Lions RB1, Mr. DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift is 23 years old and he is coming off a big sophomore season. Though he had to miss four games and split carries with Jamal Williams, he still put over 1,000 yards from scrimmage. He had 617 yards on the ground, five touchdowns. He's one of the most talented pass catching backs in the league. Second among running backs with both 62 catches and 452 yards last year. How about this? 17 total touchdowns in his first two seasons, and he has been on an offense that has not only struggled, but has changed a quarterback multiple times and does not have the same star power that some of his contemporaries do. I'm a huge DeAndre Swift fan. I believe in year three, he is going to put up huge numbers in a Detroit offense that is now in yet another year with their quarterback and some of their core players. Let's go to number four, the big body in this one, the one that's gonna bang you around. I'm going to Denver with Javonte Williams, the second year running back for the Broncos. Javonte Williams had a breakout rookie season. Again, sharing carries with Melvin Gordon and yet still put up 1,200 yards from scrimmage and had seven touchdowns. It was a true 50-50 split with Gordon. Both guys had exactly the same carries, 203. Yet when Javonte touched the ball, people noticed, and that was the game. When they played the Cowboys down there in Dallas, everyone was like, who is number 33? Oh, that is an absolute beast out of the University of North Carolina. This guy averaged 4 yards per carry after contact. It's one of the most impossible players in the league to bring down. Now you add Russell Wilson, I think Javonte Williams is just getting started. In this one here against Kansas City where he actually caught the ball, it was like, no, I'm not a one-dimensional goal line back. I can do it all. Again, 203 carries and yet had over 1,200 yards of scrimmage. Javonte Williams is still just 22 years old. Who's number three? Going to another 22-year-old, though he's entering the third year of his career. Cam Akers, Los Angeles Rams. This might be a little high on some lists considering he missed some time with injury last year. Doesn't have the huge stats. But I go back to the way they were using him at the end of 2020, and Cam Akers is one of the most dynamic players, not just running backs, in this league. Akers, still just 22, was used out of the shotgun in a wildcat during the divisional round playoffs multiple times, and it was this version of Cam Akers that you're like, oh gosh, this guy has a whole other arsenal. Remember, he was a high school quarterback at the state of Mississippi. He is a gadget guy when you need him to be. He is a lead runner when you need him to be. He could be a wide receiver in the slot when you need him to be. Cam Akers suffered a preseason Achilles injury, still got back for their playoff run, still made an impact late, and I believe this year with a full offseason to recover, he could be in the contention for not only a Pro Bowl, but potentially first team All-Pro with that Rams offense. Which leads us to number two, the guy that actually was on the field last year and produced at that level, Mr. Najee Harris in Pittsburgh. Najee came in as a first round pick with all the expectations and delivered, and then went above and beyond what expectations were. 1,200 rushing yards, 467 receiving yards, finishing second among all running backs in the league with yards from scrimmage. He also had 10 touchdowns, went to the Pro Bowl as an alternate in his rookie year. Here's the thing that I love. Led every running back with 74 catches out of the backfield and led the entire NFL with 381 touches in his rookie year. Just getting started. This is an incredible stat if you consider the fact that it was his first time on an NFL gridiron. Najee's just getting started. I believe this was just year one. and Matt Canada still is there as the offensive coordinator. And you could argue that Mitchell Trubisky or Kenny Pickett, either one of them, whoever's starting, is more mobile and can do more things out of the pocket than what Ben was doing last year. Najee Harris, so much respect for this guy. Huge personality, great face for the league, and will be the face of the Steelers' backfield for years to come. But the number one running back under 25 is my number one running back in the entire NFL, and that is Mr. Jonathan Taylor at the University of Wisconsin. Taylor is still just 23 years old. That is scary stuff if you're an NFL defensive coordinator. This guy's not going anywhere. Led the league with 1,800 rushing yards, almost 600 more than the next closest player, which was Nick Chubb. Averaged nearly 6 yards per carry. Also had a league-leading 22 total touchdowns. Now, I know that Derrick Henry got hurt, and there's going to be Derrick Henry folks out there saying, yeah, but what about Derrick Henry? What about? Fair. That's all fair. But when you're telling me you're leading the league by more than 600 yards and you're a second-year guy, what is Jonathan Taylor going to do this year? I shudder to think what this guy's about to do to the league. One of the smartest running backs in the league, one of the running backs with the best. It looks like he's Le'Veon Bell out there with the vision. He'll do that stutter step where he looks at the defense and then hits the hole, and he's nearly impossible to bring down. We had the gift of Hard Knocks during the season where we saw Jonathan Taylor in the running backs room taking fastidious notes, just an intellectual at the position, loves the sport, brilliant, brilliant player who has the physical traits to match it. I don't think Jonathan Taylor is going anywhere.
With, that beautiful heart brings us to our favorite off-season segment of all time. In 6 years of the show, it's called Spring Fling. Every day we are breaking down a division and evaluating their draft class. Today we will focus on the AFC West. Some of us give grades, some of us don't. Just don't give a B+. That's the one rule of the segment per Peter Schrager. Why don't you start us off with the Broncos? What'd they do?
Yeah, the Broncos didn't have a first-round pick, and they had to wait until the 32nd pick of the second round to take someone with the 64th overall pick. This was the first selection of Nathaniel Hackett's career as a head coach and just the second draft of George Payton. Nick Bonitto sitting there. And I remember being at the draft being like, Nick Bonitto still on the board? Why is Nick Bonitto there? This great Oklahoma pass rusher. What's he doing out there? Why is he still on the board? Here was George Payton's reaction when the Broncos were finally on the clock.
Nick Bonitto at 64. Holy f***.
He could play. And Nick Bonitto at 64, yeah, that might be his new nickname. Nick Bonitto at 64.
64, holy bleep.
Holy bleep. Awesome player at Oklahoma. Now look, they played in that quirky 3-3-5 defense down there in Oklahoma, which didn't translate necessarily to like NFL film. Nick Bonitto can play. He's all over the field. We can go in depth on all these picks, but the Broncos had a great offseason in that they acquired Russell Wilson. I would also add Randy Gregory was a good get. DJ Jones was a great get. And Nick Bonitto was in that conversation. I think he makes an immediate impact and makes their defense, which was already very good, even better. Broncos draft, not a ton of write-up on it because they didn't have the first round pick. Nick Bonitto at 64, holy bleep.
Yeah, talk about defenses in this division. So you better have some offensive linemen. You better have some guys that can block. The Chargers, when you look at what they did with their offensive line last year, they basically re-signed the entire crew. They brought in Corey Linsley through free agency, but Rayshon Slater was a slam dunk. Look who they added here. Look, Zion Johnson, immediate week one starter and an upgrade at guard. They also, you look down that list, Jamari Sawyer, who we had on this show here, he's listed as a guard now. He played left tackle for Georgia. So I think he's going to slide over to the right side. And, you know, for all you Chargers fans, you will welcome that, I'm sure. So they did a great job solidifying this offense, and it's all about protecting Herbert right now, right? So Jamari Sawyer, he's very versatile. Zion Johnson out of Boston College, I thought he was the best guard coming out of this draft. Reminds me a lot of Roger Saffold. Has great balance. You never see him on the ground. He's phenomenal. Got great power. Phenomenal athlete. He's going to fare well out in L.A., but I love what the Chargers did. And then you think about defensively, they got JT Woods, a safety, so they got him back there with Derwin James. If you're a Chargers fan right now, I mean, you're plugged in. The lightning bolts are coming out of your you-know-what right now with this draft.
And out of your
how
what?
Young this – your ears.
Your ears.
Your ears,
right.
You know what bolts I'm making.
Got it, yeah.
Well, listen, this spring fling has particular stakes, guys. This is the most electric one we've done, not only because of the Chargers, because of the division. We've been talking about this division for 2 straight months, and I got to go to the team that's been owning it, and owning really the AFC as much as they can over the last half decade. It's the Chiefs. With due respect to the interior lineman, Sean, and your favorite guard, that was not the deal here with the Chiefs. You saw them against the Bills. You saw them against the Bengals. We got corners, pass rushers, wide receivers, safeties. In fact, they didn't take an offensive lineman until their seventh pick. They had a lot of picks. Trent McDuffie is the headliner here. Trade with the Patriots to land him. That's how much Brett Veach liked him. And that means day one starter. This guy's going to be out there, whether it's the nickel or the corner. Week one for the Kansas City Chiefs, that's the expectation. So who the hell knows who they're going to play? And then, all right, the other guy that Sean talked about him earlier in the week. Peter, I know you have your thoughts and you got your Carl Laftis and all that. Can we talk about Sky Moore?
Let's go.
Sky Moore is out of the MAC. That's SK with a double Y. Double Y because they lost Tyreek Hill. That's why. Western Michigan. Now, he is much smaller than Marquez. He is not the same body type as Juju. He is small. He is fast. He is that guy that is going to hit a home run for them. And I think they liked him that much. I think Veach, for if you say one thing about him in this draft, he had a lot of conviction. Knew who he liked. The picks came in quick. The picks sometimes were traded for. And this is going to be a question of, we know they're going to be in the playoffs. Is Sky Moore going to make a play in the divisional round? Is there other picks going to make a play in the title game? That's the question here. The Chiefs are always one you look at because of their dominance. And this division is big. They got faster and they got more athletic, and I like it.
Me too. Let's talk about the Raiders. Okay. To wrap up our spring fling AFC West. They didn't make many draft picks. In fact, their first and second round picks were Devontae Adams. They did not have one, but that was your draft pick, and you know he's going to be a massive difference maker. Reunited with Derek Carr. We love that. Outside, here's what jumps out to me. They take two running backs, right? Zamir White from Georgia in the fourth round. Britton Brown from UCLA, that's the seventh. Vegas, interestingly enough, declined Josh Jacobs' fifth-year option. So one of these guys, maybe both of them, is going to inherit a workload and probably get going sometime this season. I do think the Zamir White is very intriguing, right? 4-4, crazy explosive.
That was an angry run.
And here's the thing. Was that an angry run?
That was awesome.
I was looking at my 40.
That's all right.
Here we go.
There's that speed. There's that 4-4.
Here's why it's interesting to me. Everybody wants to talk about Dalvin Cook's little brother. Yep. And he was drafted two rounds ahead of him. But who was the starting running back for this Georgia team? It was Zamir. He was the guy. We had the same situation a couple of years ago with a pair of Georgia running backs. Sony Michel taken well ahead of Nick Chubb. And who ended up being the world-beating star? It's Nick Chubb. So I wouldn't be surprised if history repeats itself in this way. Not many people talking about this draft pick, probably because of where he was taken. But I kind of like him a lot. And they need to figure out a run game. And I'm surprised they didn't bring back Josh Jacobs.
He'll be back. It's just he's got to prove himself for that fifth year, and then we'll see what the contract is. Zamir White, if you watched all those big playoff games, like, he was the one, and Cook was the 1A, and Cook got a lot of love because he went to Buffalo and all that.
James Cook went two rounds earlier than him. I don't know if
White can run, and he can apparently hit. That was a crazy run.
Is that right? No, that was an awesome run.
On Clemson, too. I don't know why we haven't seen that.
No, that was a very, very impactful run. Peter, every single year you pick the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl. Have you been thinking about who your division leader is here?
Like,
how are you feeling? You don't have to give it or anything.
No, we've got a long time to go, but the Broncos are really good. Yeah. The Raiders are really good, and the Chargers are really good. I don't know if I'm going to go Chiefs again.
Okay, I do.
What is your Russell Wilson thing?
Russell Wilson has me. The last
what
two
happened?
Years.
We've watched him for years.
Tom Brady went to Tampa, rejuvenated. Matt Stafford, Matthew Stafford goes to L.A., rejuvenated. Russell Wilson has this like glow and click to him, and the way those guys are all talking, like, I sense it, I smell it, I feel it. The Broncos might be the team this year.
That sounds like more than a fling for you.
Maybe it is.
Do you feel the same way about Matt Ryan in Indianapolis?
No.
No?
No.
It's the same pattern. I was just following the pattern, but you don't.
But he was the MVP, and for Russell.
Yeah. And now he's in a good team.
Russell Wilson's never got an MVP vote.
Is it because Matt Ryan hasn't come on our show in a few years?
I think maybe he should come on our show and talk about their week four game against the Jaguars. And we'll talk about it.
But you like their defense.
Okay. Colts.
Yeah.
Defense.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
It is time now for another edition of GMWR.
All along,
we've been doing top five lists in a variety of wide receiver categories. So today, I am wrapping up this week with my list of the top five underrated wide receivers in NFL history. None of these guys are in the Hall of Fame, yet all of them, in one way or another, certainly have Hall of Fame type credentials. Let's start out at number five with the longtime Jaguar, Jimmy Smith, a guy who looks like a lot of the receivers in the NFL right now in terms of the size and the speed. And he had a remarkable journey. Second round pick by the Cowboys back in 1992. He had some injuries there, released without playing a game. Goes to camp with the Eagles, gets released the following year. He didn't have a catch until his fourth year in the league in 1995, and all he did was go on to make five Pro Bowls. If you go back and look at the most seasons with 1,000 receiving yards at the time that Jimmy Smith decided to walk away after 2005, only Jerry Rice had more 1,000-yard seasons, and Smith was tied with another Hall of Famer, Tim Brown. Jimmy Smith certainly belongs on the underrated wide receiver list. Let's go now to number four, a guy who still has a shot to make the Hall of Fame, Torrey Holt, the longtime Ram, was actually hosting Total Access with us a couple of weeks ago. Of course, a member of the greatest show on turf. He won a Super Bowl with the Rams. Seven-time Pro Bowl selection and just an absolute game breaker. Again, you go back when his career ended, if you're talking consecutive seasons with at least 1,300 receiving yards, which was largely unheard of prior to the days of the greatest show on turf, Torrey Holt had the most. Six seasons of at least 1,300 receiving yards. If you calculate that out to what he was doing in a week-in and week-out basis, Torrey Holt always made an impact. Now at number three, let's stick with the same franchise, albeit through a couple of different cities here, the Rams. Henry Ellard makes this list. And of course, Henry Ellard also went on to have some pretty good days with the Washington football team. 16 NFL seasons in all. Never really had great quarterback play. Go back through the list of guys he caught passes from. Jeff Kemp, Jim Everett, Heath Shuler when he was in Washington. Yet again, another player that when he walked away after the 1998 season, he was top 10 in receptions. He was third all-time in receiving yards. Tied for third in 1,000 yards receiving seasons. In my very earliest days of playing fantasy football with family members, Henry Ellard was always a very popular pick. That's not the only reason, but let's be honest, it's maybe a little bit of the reason that he makes this list as well. At number two, a player who would absolutely be in the Hall of Fame if his career had not been cut short, Sterling Sharp, the former Green Bay Packer. Go back to his 3 years that he had with Brett Favre from 1992 to 1994. He averaged 105 catches, 1,285 yards, and 14 touchdowns. You look at his highlight reel, he's as good as any receiver in the NFL today. Ended up retiring after the 1994 season because of a neck injury. Last year, Tony Boselli was elected to the Hall of Fame. He only played seven seasons before injuries cut his career short. Sterling Sharp now out of Hall of Fame eligibility, but he played the same amount of seasons, seven in all. It's a crime that he's not in the Hall of Fame, maybe something that they'll take up down the line. He walked away 14th in receptions, third in receiving yards per game, tied for 26th in touchdowns, but he did that in only 7 years. Just seven, way shorter than all those Hall of Famers ended up playing in their careers. Finally, at number one, I know we've built up a lot of drama across the course of this list. This name might be less familiar, especially to younger fans, than the other names that we had on this list. It is the longtime wide receiver starting in the 1960s, Harold Jackson. If you don't know that name, let me present you the highlights of Harold Jackson, and you tell me that there is a more fun guy to watch with the ball in his hands. He made 5 Pro Bowls over 16 seasons. He's breaking tackles. He's not a huge guy. In space, he was elusive. He was tough to stop. Didn't retire until after 1983, and he does have the stats to match up with anybody else. When he walked away after the 1983 season, the only player in NFL history with more receiving yards than him was Don Maynard, who is in the Hall of Fame, as are Lance Allworth, Charlie Joyner, and Raymond Berry, the other guys who were in the top 5 at that point in NFL history. And then through the 1970s, number 1 in receptions, number 1 in receiving yards, number 1 in receiving touchdowns. He was not elected to the all-decade team for the 1970s, which certainly you would think worked against him in terms of his Hall of Fame candidacy, but they're listed right there. Harold Jackson, number 1 on my list for top 5 underrated receivers of all time, joined by Sterling Sharp, Henry Ellard, Torrey Holt, Jimmy Smith, Kyle Brandt. Your thoughts?
I have incredible respect for this list, Tom. Harold Jackson, a 12th round pick out of Jackson State, pulling from the headlines. Incredible that you heralded him there. Quickly, I think if Sterling Sharp would not have gotten injured and would have gone with Favre through all those MVP seasons of the 90s, we could be having a conversation with him and Randy Moss and Jerry Rice. He was that good. Lastly, Torrey Holt. What works against him is Kurt's in, Marshall's in, Isaac's in, Orlando's in. There are already 4 Hall of Famers from one huddle, and that's not Torrey Holt's fault. Torrey Holt deserved to be in as well. What do you got, Will?
Totally agree. I think I would add one name to that list to another Smith, Rod Smith. Doesn't get talked about a lot just because he's overshadowed by Terrell Davis and John Elway. Over 11,000 yards in his career, slightly less than Michael Irvin. 1,100 yards in a Super Bowl season. He had over 1,600 yards one year with Brian Griese and Gus Frerotte as his quarterback. And then one year he led the league in catches with Brian Griese as well. So Rod Smith, great name that's out there. Either way, Tom, that was an excellent list. Felt like I learned a lot.
Hey, thank you for watching. Yeah. We're going to catch you guys tomorrow with more of our very best. Our very best,
the best?
The very best.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.